Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. The Tigers are headed to the NCAA tournament in Berkeley, California. Auburn will play BYU Friday at 1 o'clock Central Time, as we're joined now by Tigers head coach Lester Cook, literally from the Auburn Tennis Center outdoor courts where Auburn is practicing. First of all, congratulations for this team to be back in the NCAA tournament. I know you would love to be hosting at this point, but to be a number 17 seed right now and headed to NCAA, that's got to be thrilling for you and this team right now, Lester.
Absolutely. You know, a little bit of disappointment, just like wanting to host and having this, you know, such an advantage to not have to travel and have those first two matches at home. But, you know, we're going to California. I don't mind, you know, born and raised there, so I know it well. I'm happy to go to California whenever I can. But, you know, it is a longer trip. We got the time change, so we're going to leave early. We're leaving hopefully tonight, get there for the Friday match. We know that we're better than 17, so anywhere we were going to play and go, I think, they know we're dangerous, and so it's we're confident and we're ready.
Do you head out there? Does this team head out there now with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder at this point?
Hopefully. You can look at it both ways, a little chip on your shoulder, and you know, we're not expected to win. Obviously BYU first, number 42 in the country, I believe. I got to do my research and never take anyone lightly. There's so many good teams. So take care of business and hopefully get through BYU. And then against Cal, you know, really is no pressure on us. We get to play a little free. This is it. You can't leave anything on the table. You got to, go as hard as you can and just hope for the best.
How do you handle this week? Because it's not only traveling to the NCAAs, it's championship season. It's also final exams week with the team as well, Coach.
It's tough. Even, with the selection being just last night, the whole schedule for the week is just, you figure it out. So we didn't know we were going to have to leave, the next day. Exactly. We have finals scheduled for the next couple of days. So now they have to reschedule those and hopefully work with their professors to get those done. So there's a lot of moving parts, but you just got to be flexible and ready for adversity, which has been the word of the season. We've had a lot of practice with that. So we're ready and we're going to get everything, sorted and head out later.
What is the process that you go through with regard to trying to get a scout with regard to BYU for that Friday match, Coach?
Yeah, it's a lot better now with, every match is recorded, with PlaySight or a different type of camera system at the university. So, out of conference, so figuring out who they played, talking to coaches, reviewing video, stuff like that. It's gotten easier, but it's still a process and you only got a couple of days to do it.
Tell us about the Berkeley tennis complex. Have you played there? Have you coached there? What? Give us kind of a lay of the land, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful campus, beautiful school. It's right in the middle of Berkeley. They've always had great programs. And I've played there quite a bit. They used to have pro tournaments. I played there when I was in college, I know it well, but it's really close to the water, and obviously the girls right away are like, oh, never been to California. I get to see the Golden Gate Bridge, close to San Francisco, stuff like that. So we've got a couple of days where, an afternoon for some touristy sightseeing stuff, maybe that'll be Wednesday. But then Thursday, lock in, rest, don't tourist around the city and get tired, walk in too much, get ready for tomorrow, and then you got to be ready, you got to be rested.
How much time do you get just to practice at Berkeley before that first match on Friday, Coach?
We're figuring all that out right now and seeing, between the men's practice, the women's practice. If they have events going on at the court. So hopefully we get, at least 2 to 3 hours a day. And every school is usually accommodating of that, but we don't know yet. We don't have times. we're just going and we'll, you know, if we go to the city park or whatever, pickleball, we'll do it to get ready.
Who do you rely on now? Because as much as this team has gone through this season, it's still a veteran team. They've been here before. They've been on the road in NCAAs before. So who do you look to with regard to leadership at this point of the season, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, this is an emotional time for the seniors. You know, this is their it could be their last match, or it could be their second to last match, or third, you know, whatever it is. It's, you know, you really do rely on all of them for that to trickle down to everyone else. You know, obviously with Carolyn at the top, being a senior, being how good a year she's had, I think there's a lot of, you know, weight on her to have that responsibility. Ariana's been a great leader. You know, honestly, everybody is just locked in right now, and they know how tough the year's been and what we've been through, and they don't want it to end. We want to keep it going as long as we can.
We'll let you get back to practice. Wish you all the best. Safe travels, Coach War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Tigers head coach Lester Cook on This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.